This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has said he's making it a top priority. House Speaker Joe Strauss, on the other hand, says it isn't the most urgent concern. Regardless, the debate over so-called bathroom bills, these are bills to prohibit transgender people from using the bathroom of their choice, they will be an issue during the upcoming legislative session. But business leaders across Texas aren't waiting for the start of that session to join the debate. Today, a group of CEOs and business owners are releasing the results of a study warning what kind of business impact such a bathroom bill might have if indeed it becomes Texas law. Chris Wallace is president of the Texas Association of Business, and he joins us now. Thanks for speaking with the Standard.
Thanks, David. Thanks for having me.
A lot of people have opinions, gut reactions to this and what this might mean for business. How did you go about conducting a study on this?
Sure. One thing that we heard from legislators last session was when there was a proposal to expand the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. You know, what exactly are the numbers that we're talking about? We've talked a lot about economic impact. This study, which we've concluded during this interim session, is projecting upwards to $8.5 billion in GDP annually that Texas is at risk of losing.
But before we go too deep there, how did you go about reaching that number?
We commissioned faculty and two MBA classes at St. Edward's University right here in Austin. They poured through numbers. They looked at data that other states are experiencing. We went back after they finished and added information that we're getting from other states, such as North Carolina. If you look just no further than North Carolina in terms of what the economic fallout has been there from HB2, $630 million already, with more losses expected unless that law is repealed. And other estimates project that the economic impact could be as high as $5 billion annually in North Carolina. And of course, you know, you take our economy in Texas, which is three times the size of North Carolina's economy. So the proposed Senate Bill 92 could have negative impacts on our economy.
Forgive me for interrupting. I just don't want to lose some of these figures. $650 million in North Carolina, if I understand you, what you're finding in this research that you've just conducted, $8.5 billion. That's a huge difference. I mean, if you compare those numbers, are we talking about a loss over several years or 1 year or what exactly? What explains that discrepancy?
Well, if you look at our economic footprint in Texas compared to North Carolina, obviously it's much greater. And so, you know, this is up to, in terms of totals, of $8.5 billion in GDP annually. And if we are to pass something like this in Texas, we stand the most to lose because of our economic footprint. So it's very dangerous territory for us.
Are we talking about companies that would move out of Texas? Are we talking
about... And companies that would not move here, David, you know, to us, it is the risk of recruiting and retaining talent. And that is the basis why we as the state chamber are involved in this issue. We do not want to tie the hands of our businesses in this great state from recruiting and retaining talent. The reduced ability to attract the next generation entrepreneurs and innovators, the declines in our thriving travel and tourism industry, which is so important to our state, and which is what North Carolina is experiencing and others, less competitive for relocations, as you mentioned, or expansions of both large and small businesses. The vast majority of TAB members are small businesses, and they will be hurt the most by this type of legislation. So why would we want to take a state that is thriving in terms of corporate relocations, corporate expansions, small businesses which feed off of these types of projects, why would we want to pass legislation or even propose legislation that could potentially harm our state in terms of any economic downturn?
You know, Texas doesn't have a reputation as being among the most progressive of states. And for a lot of small business owners, that's reason enough not to do business in Texas. That's just, you know, that's just the way it is. On the other hand, there are people who support legislation like the bathroom bill, who say, look, this isn't a negotiation. We're talking about, as they see it, issues of safety. What do you say to those lawmakers who would say, look, it's, you know, this isn't about money. This isn't about the economy. We those who are doing business in Texas know who we are and know what we stand for, and we want to preserve that.
There are laws on the books today that protect any sort of unfortunate issues, as you mentioned. It seems to me that we're trying to legislate what's already there. And we have to learn from lessons that North Carolina and other states are experiencing and reject any unnecessary legislation and regulation. This is very unnecessary. And we've got to stand up for our Texas economy and the livelihoods of Texans all over this great state, including our small businesses, which, you know, 2.4 million strong in Texas and represent half of our state's workforce. You know, David, business makes up 63% of the tax base in this great state. And we've got to do everything we can to protect it. That's good for all Texans.
Chris Wallace is president of the Texas Association of Business. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.